Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio with hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. As always, this, my fellow Americans, is indeed the broadcast for June 1st in the year of our Lord, 2015. It's hour two of two as we promote God, family, and country and protect life, liberty, and property on your radio in the traditions of our founders. It's incredibly simple. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, as our guide, ladies and gentlemen, founder-esque to say the least. And ladies and gentlemen, the checks and balances inspired by the Almighty, put in place by our founders, brilliant to say the least. We don't need a revolution, but a restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth is absolutely in, what, dire need, Kurt? Is that how you'd say it? Welcome to Liberty Roundtable, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
Last hour, we covered Rand Paul doing a great job filibustering, or the equivalent thereof, on the House floor about the abuse that government is utilizing against the American people via the USA Patriot Act and via the U.S. Freedom Act. They're hostile. They violate the Constitution. The FBI tripled down and said they haven't solved any crimes or protected anybody with it, and it needs to stop. Thank heavens for Rand Paul standing up yesterday in the, quote, congressional emergency session. And so far, we got the Patriot Act stopped at this point. It's not renewed. It has expired. And they claim they're going to steamroll him and shut him down and pass it. You and I need to stand up and get in the mix, to say the least, ladies and gentlemen. This is critical, and we need your help and your support to stop the Congress. Whether we can stop them or not, I don't know, Kurt. It depends on how many of us actually get involved, though.
Well, it's a great point, Sam, and, you know, that's the way it's always been in America, and I suppose it will always be that way.
Good point.
I don't know how to, you know, make a change there, you know.
Well, what I would say is this, though. You know, a lot of people believe it's a lost cause, Kurt, and we can't get anything done, and, hey, stick a fork in it. But this is another example. What if Rand Paul wasn't there, Kurt? I don't know that we'd be debating the idea that the Patriot Act has been stopped, that that it's expired, and we got to make sure it remains expired. I think that it would have already went through. I don't even think we would have had to push it into the Patriot Act on life support over the, quote, recess. I don't think we would have been there either, much less saying that it's now expired and we can keep it expired if we all get together. Again, people say one or two people can't make a difference, Kurt, and this proves that not to be correct.
Great point, Sam. Yep. Gotta
now, somebody could say, well, Rand Paul's made an inside deal. They're going to let him get his heyday. It's going to promote him more and more. He got a Mitch McConnell endorsement for president. Now he has this temporary win. It's kind of a seesaw back and forth. They're going to let him have a few gains for fame and fortune, and he's just really part of the machine. And you can be right about that. Okay? I don't know the truth, and I'm not saying that's the case. I'm just saying I've heard those charges before many times, Kurt. And here's what I would say about that. If we, let's say that that was really the plan. Let's say it was kind of a conspiracy theory. Peter, Paul, and Mary are all in on this thing. They're going to sell us out. It's just part of the thing to make us feel good. What if, just what if, Kurt, the American people absolutely came out in mass and said, Rand's right. We're going to do the right thing in America. We're going to end the Patriot Act violation of people's Fourth Amendments. Right, we're not going to let the government do this anymore. We're not going to let the private sector do it either. And what if it backfired on them, even if that was their agenda, their attempt, their evil, quote, scheme? And what if it backfired because enough people got involved? So what I'm saying is, even if it isn't genuine, Kurt, which I'm not saying that I believe that. I think it is genuine by Rand Paul and others who are trying hard. But whether it is or not, the point is it could backfire. We could change the game. We could create well, they always like choice A and choice B in the Hegelian dialectic. Just imagine if we were to force a choice C and somehow they miscalculated and we took advantage of it and absolutely won. So even if this is a planned scandal, which I don't believe it to be personally, I really don't. But if it was, I'm just saying, what happens if we somehow create an unexpected outcome for them, Kurt?
Well, that's a good, very good question.
Well, and if you say that can never happen, then you must not believe in God. Because, see, that's the point, is that the British thought there was no unexpected outcomes. They were going to just get rid of these yahoos, these great unwashed, these crazy, whacked out patriots that didn't have a prayer on the earth. But they found out different, Kurt. And I submit to you, those are the kind of, I mean, you can call it if you want to use the political phrase of the mainstream press pundits. If you want to call it a long shot, be my guest. But I'm telling you that I don't believe, I believe they try to leave nothing to chance. I believe that they do their very best to control the outcomes. But I don't believe they're perfect, Kurt. I do think they miscalculate, and I do think they make mistakes, and I do think that we win many times, more than we think we win. And the fact that we have this country at all is proof.
Yeah, that's a good point, Sam.
Now, I know it's kind of crazy to look back in history and expect it to repeat itself, but I have this feeling that'll happen. The question is, which repeating itself are we going to have? More and more and more tyranny repeating, or absolutely upset, if you will, upsets for liberty? And I think that's kind of the case. You know, when America had a win for liberty and created the United States in the first place, Kurt, it was the upset of all time.
Great point.
I mean, it was better than a hammer dunk at the buzzer. It was better than a buzzer beater from, like, way beyond mid-court kind of stuff, Kurt.
Yes.
And so I don't know everything, but I do know that what we can do, we ought to do. And I do know that if we get involved, we can have some incredible blessings from the Almighty. If we live right and then go to work, there's nothing that can stop us, Kurt.
Good point.
And so to all y'all naysayers out there, you're wasting our time. Okay, is it bleak? Yeah. I'm not going to argue with you. Have we lost a lot? Yeah. In many ways, are we losing right now? Yeah. But this idea that that means we can't change the game, that we can't create a good or a positive outcome, what defeatist attitude, what is the value of that? Where do you go when you get there, Kurt?
Great point.
Nowhere, right?
Yep.
Well, if that's the case, then we're already done. You're not going to ask the girl to the prom because you're too scared, and therefore you're not going to the prom, Kurt.
That's right. That's exactly right.
I'm the kind of guy that says I'm going to ask, and I just might end up at the prom, buddy, with the prettiest girl. I just might. And oftentimes I do.
Well, you
just
did.
Saying.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, I thought I'd just go off on a kind of a little rant on that because even at dinner, we had some people we were talking to, Kurt, and they were telling me how bad this was and how bad that was. You know, we got talking about the black-on-black crime. And we got talking about, you know, the lack of education and the lack of opportunity for black people and some people in America. They've been disenfranchised from the system, and therefore they're angry and bitter and justly so. And I don't disagree with many of those points, Kurt. I really don't. But I maintain, if you buy that view, then where are you going to go? What are your solutions? What do you have hope in, Kurt, if you have that view?
Great point.
And I have hope in Christ, and I have hope in we the people. I do. We've done it before, Kurt. We can do it again. Is it hard? Oh, yes, but we can do hard things. Is it scary? Oh, yes, but we've been scared before. Right? You got to look at it that way and say, look, what outcomes are possible? What outcomes do we want? But you can't look at it as the outcomes already determined, Kurt. You're not like an actor of silence, like you're in a dream and you're just absolutely paralyzed and can't do anything. And you just watch it unfold in abject horror. You can't do that. Rand Paul, what if you would have done that? Woke up yesterday morning and said, by golly, it's Sunday, and I had a dream. We fail in the Senate. Therefore, I'm not going into the Senate today. No, Rand Paul said, "I you know what? I'm going to stand against this. I'm going to do my best. I'm going to, and look where we are. The Patriot Act has expired, Kurt. Is it enough? No. Can we do more? Without a doubt. Shall we do more? I pray so.
Speaking of expiring, Sam, Bo Biden...
Expired?
Well, yeah. Senator Joe, Vice President Joe Biden's son, has expired, yeah.
I guess he was the, the governor of Delaware, Kirk?
I don't know if he was
the governor. The Attorney General of Delaware, I think.
The AG.
The AG of Delaware. And he passed away. I guess he had terminal cancer, right,
Kirk? Some kind of brain cancer, if I remember right.
Do they call that terminal cancer?
Well, when you hear terminal... It just means it's supposed to be the last ride.
What happens when I go to the terminal at the airport all the time?
That seems like a bad use of the phrase, in my opinion.
Yeah, and then they tell you about the friendly skies as you enter the terminal.
Our final descent, you know, that kind of stuff. It's just, you got to watch out for stuff like that. Final approach. That.
Words are important, Kurt.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The things we say and believe and think and do can be very positive or very negative indeed.
Yeah. Good point.
And we got to be very careful of these self-fulfilling prophecies that aren't very good either, Kurt.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying. All right, quick pause. Sam and Kurt, news the networks refuse to use. We are live, and we are in Memphis, Tennessee. We're going to be spending some time with our buddies James Edwards and Eddie the Bombardier Miller, going to lunch with some radio station owners, and we're just grateful for the opportunity, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for being alongside as Liberty Roundtable Live continues on your favorite news the networks refuse to use, talk station.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like their green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
A backpack is more than just a bag, it's a statement. Whether you're a student or professional, are traveling the world or commuting to work, Teton Sports offers a wide variety of backpacks, each of which is lightweight and durable. The book bag backpacks weigh only 1.5 pounds and come in solid pink, blue, red, or black. The session bags have eye-catching designs, adding a touch of style in pink and white or in black. Each is great for kids or adults who need a versatile, resilient, and eye-catching bag. The professional and the executive are sleek, sturdy backpacks with numerous uses. Whether you're hiking in the mountains or packing for an important business trip, these bags have plenty of room. Not only are the backpacks comfortable and lightweight, but they're large enough to fill all your needs. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, duffels, tents, cots, camp pads, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
Oh, I had a problem with breathing. Well, I stopped to do some walking. I had a problem. I had a heart attack, my second one. I take this pill, and I feel great.
I had 3 bypasses 10 years ago, and I was in bed almost 24 hours a day, and painkillers out of this world. I started taking this. I'm down to almost no painkillers at all, and it helped my circulation 100%. My medical doctor, and I went to see him, and he could not believe it. There's no way it went down that fast. He could not believe it. I showed him what I was taking. He said, don't stop taking it. I wouldn't do without it. It's unbelievable.
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Ladies and gentlemen, Liberty Roundtable Live, thepowermall.com. Do business with the good guys, as our buddy Joyce Riley always says. Liberty Roundtable Live, the John Moore Show, USA Prepares, Joyce Riley's The Power Hour, John Stattmiller's National Intel Report, Chris Ann Hall's radio program, Michael Rivero's radio program, all every day on LibertyNewsRadio.com. Check it out. Become part of the solution. Tune into the radio today. Tell all your friends about the broadcast, would you please? All right, Kurt, this next story is a little bit salacious in scope. We're going to do our very best to take out the salaciousness of it, but we feel like it's kind of important to bring up and show the problems that America faces, huh?
Anyway, the headline reads, Israeli rabbi peddles kosher pleasure with online sex shop, from the Yahoo.com boys, by the way, Sam. I just don't know much about the, rabbi boys and et cetera.
Well, let me tell you what you should know.
Yeah.
Because I can help with this, Kurt.
Mm-hmm.
Bottom line is, this guy's basically got a sexual problem. He's too interested in the over-sexualization of our society. He's promoting all kinds of sex and pleasuring and salacious details. He's pretending that he's promoting husbands and wives and that there's a commandment to pleasure one's wife, et cetera. And he goes on to all these details, and it gets very salacious the further you get into the details of the article. But the point that I want to make is, I agree that sex is a wonderful thing, a blessing from God between a husband and wife who are legally and lawfully married, who are only involved with one another. I agree with that general premise. The part that I disagree with, Kurt, is the focus on selfishness, the focus on toys and AIDS and all these different things, to where, you know, are you talking about really creating a bond between a husband and wife? Are you talking about really multiplying and replenishing the earth and bringing children to the earth to partner with God, to allow his spirits to have earth life? Are you really talking about a way to strengthen your relationship with one another as husband and wife? Or are you talking about selfish pleasures that, well, Satan would use this matrimony or this kosher idea and then take it to an extreme and become involved in selfish pleasure? At some point, there's a fine line there, is what I'm getting at. And at some point, sure, the sexual relationship is a wonderful thing, but at some point you take it too far and it becomes about self, whatever you call it, Kurt.
It's a good question and a good point, Sam. But anyway, it's you don't see too many rabbis talking about this. That's why I found it rather unusual. In other news, it looks like...
And you don't, Kurt, because most rabbis are good people and they're not doing this kind of stuff.
Okay.
Okay, and now let me just talk about kosher before we end this kind of idea.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not thinking God's thinking it's too kosher, Kurt.
I always thought of kosher as some kind of a type of pickle, but anyway, maybe I just don't understand.
Well, wait a minute. There's kosher food, Kurt, and there's what it means is acceptable to God.
All right.
And maybe that's a loose definition. Don't call me if you're Jewish and say that I don't understand. I'm just telling you that, when it's kosher food, it means food that would be acceptable for you to eat with under God's laws, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so when something's kosher, so basically what he's trying to say is, hey, this sex, buying vibrators and toys and all this weird stuff, hey, that's, you know, basically sanctioned by God. It's kosher. It's all good. And I submit to you that in this, it's not kosher at all. He mocks God. And he perverts the intention of Heavenly Father's plan to bring husband and wife together and multiply and replenish the earth. He perverts that for sexual, beyond the pale gratification, to the demise of, in my opinion, families and couples.
Mm.
Because you start to become too focused on sex, too unbalanced in your life, too focused on, quote, pleasure and personal pursuits, to where you're way beyond what I believe to be kosher. Just saying.
Amen to that. That's not kosher.
Right. Now, by the way, do we do well, Kurt, to not really focus on the salacious, but to deal with these stories and try to put them in context of morality? And some of these stories we don't even really want to bring up, ladies and gentlemen. We really don't. We're uncomfortable with them. We don't know what to say. We're not like a morning show that just wants to go and laugh and mock and become very crude and inappropriate. But at the same time, some of these stories must be talked about, Kurt, in my opinion, because you've got to kind of set the record straight and point the true way to go, the true way to focus. I'm telling you right now, this guy's off his rocker, and it's certainly not kosher. But there is a good guy doing great stuff. He just got off the phone with Mike Lee. His name is Lowell Nelson. He was our guest last hour. He's on your radio now. What'd you find out, sir?
I talked to two officers, both one in D.C. and the one in Salt Lake City. And, of course, Mike, I couldn't talk to Senator Lee himself, but
of course not.
Was pretty helpful. And their understanding of the bill was different than mine. For example, they believe that the USA Freedom Act does
me stop you. It doesn't allow for it, but it doesn't prevent it by phone companies either. But it almost maintains that they've got to have it. So there's game playing going on there with language, lol.
Yeah, that may well be the case. They told me that, you know, service providers keep that data anyway. So it's not like the
government. Let me stop you, though.
Yeah.
Service providers keep that data anyway, I submit to you, because they believe government makes them. And that's the wording gameplay or language game playing that I'm talking about. They would say, well, no, listen, these companies keep that data anyway. And I would say to you, no, the reason these companies keep that data is because they've been forced to by government for so long, they're not just going to disassemble it now that they've found out it's a treasure trove of marketing capabilities and everything else. But this all got created, this all got backed into, this all got promoted and mandated and everything else by the government. Now, just because the government says, well, you don't have to do it anymore, but the companies are hooked on data, so to speak, or hooked on the benefits of this gathering, unless they're mandated to stop now, they won't. And so they're playing a game here. Yes, we created this. Yes, we were the genesis of all this. Now we're going to basically back off, but hey, they'll still do it anyway. No, you got to put in the legislation to demand they stop doing this. They have no authority to do this. The only reason they did it in the beginning is because government made them. But now why would they turn it off when they find out it's a cash cow? So they're playing games here, Lowell.
Yeah, and I told them that. I said the government several years ago with the Patriot Act mandated, they imposed their will on these private companies, said you must keep this data. And so I agreed with them that they're maintaining the data, but I made the point that you just made. You know, obviously the government forced them to keep that data, but I didn't make the point that you made. It's economically beneficial to companies to keep that data because it is a gold mine of information, and the bigger the more data that they can keep on people, the more marketing strength they have as a company. So yeah, that's happening. And but you know, Mike Lee's office, they were saying that they were comfortable with the act because it requires the government to get a warrant in order to collect data on any particular person. And so, you know,
now, and I'm going to say that's a step in the right direction.
Yeah.
Because hey, anytime we can move the marker towards liberty, and okay, so that's good. However, here's the point. You got a private sector fascist scenario gathering the data,
yep,
just waiting for the warrant to be issued and the cherry picking to begin. It's better than the way it is now, but I submit to you that there shouldn't be that data even collected unless there's a warrant, and that's the whole point.
Yeah, absolutely right. The second point I made with them, or a question I asked them, was the extension of the Patriot Act, Section 215. Justin Amash's webpage says that the USA Freedom Act extends that to 2017. One of the staffers told me that it went to 2019. One of the staffers said that it doesn't extend it at all. And so, you know, there's a lot of, confusion about what it really does. And so
I believe it's intentional confusion. And the real problem is they don't put out the bills in time for us all to break down and analyze them, and thus the confusion. So, you know, they promised they would give time to review the bills. They're not doing it. Do you have more on that, Lowell?
Just one more thing to say. I'll hold over.
All right. Hang tight, my friend. Lowell Nelson called Mike Lee's offices. Updates coming straight ahead. Liberty Roundtable Live, Sam and Kurt live from Memphis, Tennessee.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T, that's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
2 days that can save your life. The Preppers and Patriots Expo, Baxter County Fairgrounds, Mountain Home, Arkansas, May 30th and 31st, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. 36 expert speakers covering emergency medicine, survival food, water filtration, wilderness survival, solar power, wind power, gardening, self-defense, archery. See a pickup truck that runs on firewood, no gasoline needed. Learn suturing and save a life. What herbs can replace pharmaceuticals? Ham radio, home steam engines. Don't be scared, be prepared with 2 days that can save your life. Free admission, a family event, children are welcome. PreppersandPatriots.net. Only a few vendor tables left. Call 417-264-2435. 417-264-2435.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages, American Heritage School in American Fork.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby, news the networks refuse to use, always on your radio. Lowell Nelson is providing an update. He called Mike Lee's office about this USA Patriot Act and the U.S. Freedom Act, both very abusive. And there's some points to be made. Mike Lee and crew are saying that, hey, there's a lot of good in the U.S. Freedom Act, and it's not as bad, and hey, they don't collect government data, but the private sector collects it, and you know, there's no way to stop them from doing that. I disagree. They're playing games with words. However, there is some debate about some of the details of the bills, and I was mentioning right before the pause, Lowell, that, you know what, it's intentional confusion. They have the opportunity to clearly write a bill to put it out there for review and for, you know, those of us to be able to mark it up and figure out what we believe in and what we disagree with and what we, you know, how we feel about it, and then kind of lay out those arguments for the American people to discuss and openly debate. But they don't leave time for that at all. In fact, I don't know that you can even get a clear version of the bill that's not out of date by the time you get it, Lowell.
Well, and that's the legislative process in action. It's like making sausage. It started out to be, it was a good bill in the beginning, Justin Amash sponsored it in the House. Mike Lee sponsored it in the Senate. It was a good bill because it shut down the NSA and it shut down the bulk collection of data without a warrant and so forth. But it turns out, but in the House, it got so twisted by amendments and so forth that it so weakened it that that's why in the end Justin Amash and Thomas Massie and 67 other people in the House voted against their own bill. And so right now it's a bad bill. And what the Senate tried to do yesterday, they had a choice. They could either vote up or down the bill given to them by the House, and which they tried to do. And I still don't have an answer, and neither did Mike Lee's staffers yet, on whether that got a vote last night. But
okay, now let me just stop you there for a second and say the idea that you and I can't verify this in the press anywhere, the idea that I, as a syndicated talk show host, don't know the answer, the idea that you can't figure out as one of the largest nonpartisan lobbying organizations for principles in the country that you can't know, the idea that you call one of the senator's offices that should be in the know, don't know. There's a problem right there, Lowell, a big one.
Yes, and they need to take the time and deliberate about it. See, that was the gambit last night. The Senate wanted to pass the USA Freedom Act because they didn't want to amend it. Once they amend it, it has to go back to the House. And which just gives it more and more attention. And they feared, you know, the bad guys, they feared that if they allowed it to be amended, then it would get more attention and eventually be defeated. So their ploy yesterday was to ram it through, rush it through, get that thing passed. They failed, at least as far as I know, they failed. And so Mike Lee's office told me straight out, Senator Lee wants to amend the Freedom Act. And so he is a co-sponsor, just like Justin Amash was, but he's not satisfied with it. He wants to amend it to make it right.
In other words, the point is that they take advantage of them. There's co-sponsors on bills that then don't even look like the original sponsorship, and then they want to run around and act like, well, you sponsored it, you're aboard with it. That may not be the case is the point.
Yeah, that's exactly the point I wanted to make. In other words, Mike Lee is usually with Rand Paul on these types of issues, and I made that point in my telephone calls to the staffers. Hey, what's up with this disconnect going on there? And it turns out, Sam, they really are together on this, and Mike is trying to get this thing amended. He would not vote for the USA Freedom Act the way it stands right now.
Well, that's good news at least, and thanks for the breakdown, my friend. Keep us up to speed.
By the way, Lowell, one individual connected with us during the break and asked that we give that number out to the Senate once again. I suppose you have that right handy there.
202-224-3121.
Yep, and that's the switchboard, and then they'll ask who you want, and that's when you ask for Senator Mike Lee or your senator. But that's a great number to memorize because they are very efficient. They just route those calls one right after another. That number, again, is 202-224-3121. Thanks.
And I submit in Utah, the big call now is to good old Orrin Hatch, right?
Yeah. Well, yep. I don't know if you can change him, but Mike's more receptive, I think, to his constituency. But call them both.
Thank you, sir. Godspeed. You
call all those lovely senators. I'm sure they've...
Whoa. All right, that reminds me of like the guy in the military. He's like, all right, you lovelies. that kind of, I guess if that's what we're saying.
Good point.
All right, by the way, this half hour is brought to you by The Power Mall, thepowermall.com. Do business with the good guys. Check out all the incredible products Joyce Riley and crew has at thepowermall.com, and tell them Sam and Kurt sent you, and say thank you so much for your support of Liberty Love and Talk Radio. We dig it. We appreciate it. Thepowermall.com. All right, Kurt, I guess we're saving babies in China, huh?
Well, yeah, babies are being saved. Well, we're not talking about, the babies that you and I would.
You're saying not of the human variety? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. I guess they have this annual, what they call an annual meat market over there, Sam. But they're not really.
Wouldn't that stuff be rancid by then, Kurt?
Well, I guess they gather up, cats and dogs in little cages and that kind of thing, and then bring them in.
Well, where's the free range these, people? Come on.
They gather them up and then they bring them in and then have these meat markets where you can pick up a cat or dog for lunch, I guess you do it. But anyway, I guess some folks are really quite concerned about this, and so they're heading over there to free or slave or, something of the cat or dog variety. No mention about saving the little babies.
What is this, PETA, Kurt?
Oh, it's the human rights or the, I suppose PETA would be doing it, but anyway.
Wait a minute. This might be like the Chinese equivalent of PETA. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Folks said, now I don't really understand this though. And I'm going to pull a Kurt Crosby. Can I do that, Kurt?
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Here I go. This story is absolutely good news, ladies and gentlemen. Absolutely good news here.
All right.
The Chinese are killing dogs and cats and eating them. And then the protesters are against that and don't want, tasty animals or anything like that. And Kurt and Sam would say, hey, this is a problem because, they're not saving human babies, but they're saving dogs and cats while the human babies just go to the slaughter, unfortunately. But let me tell you the good news, Kurt.
All right. The good news
in the
is...
90s, we did a United Press International story. I don't have it in front of me now because it was 20 plus years ago or whatever.
Yeah.
However, there was a news stories out about how in China they literally had aborted babies that they were sold in jars as kind of like a health food, Kurt, and you would eat those.
Oh.
And so all I'm telling you is at least right now we're not eating babies. We've moved to dogs and cats. So I'm just saying, if I'm going to do a Kirk Crosby, that's a pretty good news piece, don't you think, Kirk?
Oh, good point, Sam. I couldn't agree
with
you.
I mean, I know it's a little bit morbid in my take, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, Daily Mail boys have the headline, rows of pet dogs hanging on hooks and cats skinned ready for the dinner table.
Wait a minute, pet dogs? How are they pets, Kurt? They're
well, I mean, they
were dead.
Yeah, anyway, I guess they just figure that a dog has got to be a pet. But anyway, that's inside China's
Well, it depends
gruesome.
On if you eat them or not, Kurt. If you eat them, they're not pets.
Yeah, good point. Inside China's gruesome annual meat festival,
gruesome.
They say. It was supposed to have been banned, but then they tell you warning graphic content. And so what you see in the graphic content is, for example, like you got this one lady. She's driving a
SUV.
No, it's like a little cycle, and in front of her, right below her handles and stuff there, they just got a pile of, cooked dogs.
Puppies, yeah.
At the ready for the market. So kind of interesting.
I think they call them puppy patties, Kurt.
I mean, you don't really see this, at least in most barbecues in America that I remember. But,
well, at least that you know of, right?
Yeah. Anyway.
Because they're important meat from China, Kurt. If they don't inspect it, you might just be a puppy patty of your own.
The guys that are out there to take care of this are the Humane Society International. They've been launching an investigation into this. Nothing about saving babies, but it does show you cats on little hooks and dogs hooked up there. And anyway, it's just, I guess, a delicacy over there. Huh,
so, Kurt, why is it fine to kill your favorite cow?
Well,
Or your favorite chicken or your favorite turkey or whatever, you know.
Somehow those are okay, you know.
But dogs and cats are just off limits.
Yeah, good point.
Because a lot of people have pet pigs, Kurt. I mean, have you ever read Charlotte's Web? Wasn't that like a pet pig, Kurt?
Yeah, so what was her name? Charlotte, I guess.
And well, that was Wilbur, wasn't it?
Wilbur was the pig, yeah, good point.
You know, and so all I'm saying is Wilbur, is it okay for Wilbur to be bacon but not Waggles to be... You know, your puppy to be, you know. Now, I'm not really defending eating dogs and cats, Kurt.
Mm-mm.
I'm just trying to make a point that I'm not sure how one's fine and the other's not. And the big debates about animals, we got to save the animals while we're literally murdering millions of the most innocent among us. When the whole government's purpose is to protect life, I find the disconnect is all I'm telling you.
Good point.
Well, this is Disconnect Radio. Don't get it. Hopefully you do. Now, back in seconds, news the networks refuse to use. Straight ahead, Sam and Kurt live from Memphis, Tennessee on Liberty Roundtable Live.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
I'm telling you right now, the world is going to the dogs, or is it the cats? Now, meow. What would you rather eat, Kurt? Let me just ask you if you'd rather eat pink slime. What do they call it?
Kitty litter?
Well, no. Whoa. I'm talking about that new meat they got where it's like, not really cow meat, but it's like cow meat made in a lab, Kurt.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? I don't know what they call that stuff.
Clone burger? I'm not sure.
There you go. Yeah. Anyway, or would you rather eat a dog or a cat, Kurt?
You know, right now, I'm on the pink slime. None of them seem very, appetizing.
I know, but of all of them, don't you think pink slime is the closest to...
I'm going to hold off on that. I think it might move me to vegetarianism. Yep.
And then you can just eat genetically modified vegetables. That'll be all right.
Yeah.
Don't worry, I grew a third ear, but at least I didn't need a dog.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now we're going to the dogs. I mentioned that, and this is absolute proof. What's his name, Lindsay?
Yeah.
Is that a girl's name, Kurt?
Lindsey Graham. Man, I'll tell you
what. Is that a female's name, Lindsay?
I couldn't be more excited about a presidential campaign. It's just... I mean, it's tough to hold me down.
Lindsey Graham has announced his bid for presidency.
Well, no, they say Lindsey Graham to announce, according to Time.com.
Why don't we just wait until he does it?
To announce run for president. Yeah.
Yes.
They say, he's a three-term senator.
Three-term.
I can think of the word terminal for him.
That's like 18 years. Don't say that, Kurt. You'll be a
three-term senator known for his hawkish foreign policy.
That means he's belligerent and he wants to triple down on the military-industrial complex, Kurt.
Yeah, he told CBS he wants the cash from the big boys. But he told CBS that he's considering a run because the world is falling apart. Yeah.
Okay, now I want to take issue with that. Kurt, do you think the world's falling apart?
Well, with guys like Lindsey Graham around, I'm concerned about
you're questioning
the
that. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying I don't believe the world's falling apart. And this is kind of the attitude that we have in America and around the world that I'm concerned of, this kind of fatalistic idea.
Yeah.
And I don't really, I agree we've got problems. I agree we're not really trending in the best direction. Okay, I get all that. Mm-hmm. But I'm saying I'm just not ready to say the world's falling apart. A lot of good things are happening. There's a lot of good in the world, Kurt. And instead of just running around telling you how everything's falling apart, what have I done any good in the world today? What can I do to make a difference for the better? Now, Lindsay may be thinking that same thing and saying, I'm going to run for president and fix it all. It's not what I would consider, the answer. But I bring that up just to say that I think there's a lot of good, Kurt, on the earth. And I think there's a lot of good people doing a lot of good things. And the problem that I have with this fatalistic viewpoint is that it doesn't really... What do they say? It takes a jaundiced view to say the least of the good that's being done. Mm-hmm. I don't like that, Kurt.
Good point. Well, Sam, and I find this Time.com piece really interesting because they say, with his run for president, Graham, who is undefeated in national or previous national elections, will likely find himself as the underdog, kind of goes with that previous story, for the first time. But I don't understand this. When did this guy run for any national election before? Do you remember?
Well, he's a senator, Kurt.
Oh, so that's a national election?
Absolutely.
Oh, I thought that was now, like a state's...
No, Kurt, it's a federal office.
Okay.
Are they playing, is your point well taken that they're playing games here? They're being a little bit liberal on their ideas? Yes, because even if it's a national representation office, it is still, you know, you have to live within that state to vote for the person. So your point's well taken. I'm just telling you, they're using this because it's an insider that they like. Now, they have to mention the underdog status. They don't have a choice. But they want to give this person all the credit they possibly can.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so they're trying to kind of have it both ways with that wording. Is, hey, you know what? Never been defeated, Kurt, nationally speaking. Okay, that's disingenuous, as you wisely point out. But it is true. It's just not accurate, right, Kurt?
Well, I just can't tell you, though, to know that he's going to, announce a run for president, Lindsey Graham, has just got me all
fired up.
Wow.
Hey, is Lindsey a Republican, Kurt?
Well, what does that mean, Sam?
I don't know, but is Lindsey a Republican?
I think they say he is, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what'll be interesting, though, is to watch Rand Paul and Lindsey Graham in the debates. That's all I'm saying.
I think Lindsey Graham is part of the eye roll caucus. Sam,
good point.
As far as I know, he and John McCain.
That's right.
A couple of my favorites in the Senate.
I wonder how many Republicans will really jump into the ring, Kurt. Do you think we could?
You know, if we could get like 30 or 40 of them, 50. I think we'd be, about right. Yeah.
Get 100 of them.
Mm-hmm.
They say that the Republicans want to keep everybody in the debates, Kurt, so what they're going to have is like a debate and then a secondary debate, and then they might even have like the debate playoffs. I mean, runoffs. I mean,
yeah, I guess.
Could you imagine that?
Sorry, I just, missed it, but a buddy of ours, Charles, chimes in. He says, just a quick update, CDR, call detail recording. He says, it's nothing new. Now, this is part of that Patriot, or what they call it, Freedom Act or Patriot Act.
Yep.
He says, it's part of billing. They used to bill you for location, distance, and time to the number you dialed. Now, for the most part, dialing in the U.S. is the same rate, but still, it's billed by the minute. If you get a bill and it shows you used more minutes than you agree with, you have the CDR as proof and can maybe get some of the time knocked off. Yeah. Well, good chiming in, Charles.
I hope that's utilized by more people to take more money out of the hands of government and the, quote, I don't know, monopolies or private sector industries. We need to really fight back on that. He's right. But I want to say something about this CDR stuff. It's true they have this call to tail and everything else that they're logging all this stuff. It's all true.
Yeah.
But what I find fascinating about it is, Kurt, we ought to start just calling up each other as Americans and just talking about globbly-gloop. Leave your phone like connected 24/7 to your buddy or something. And then just, hear people eating potato chips in the background and whatever you're doing. Play some music to drown out what's really happening in your home or whatever. And just create so much content, Kurt, that they just can't cope.
Mm-hmm.
Right? There's ways we can combat a lot of this stuff, folks. In fact, we had a conversation last night. I don't want to get into the details, but we were talking about these robots. And people are saying, yeah, Sam, what if they create these, like, killer robots that, through artificial intelligence, can think for themselves? And what happens if they get smarter than the people and above the people, then they decide that they're not going to take direction from the people anymore? Then what? And I responded and said, I think that's the most asinine thought, and there's some guy out there that's claiming this, that it's possible within the next 100 years or whatever else. And I don't agree with him at all. I think he's off his rocker. The logic that the creation can be greater than the creator doesn't make any sense. And then I said, well, what if the robot got smarter than God? And my friend said, well, the robot couldn't get smarter than God. And I said, well, look, if we're going to assume just some non-reality, nonsensical thing, if it's smarter than God, then we don't have a chance, do we? And if it's not smarter than God, but it's smarter than all of us, do you think God's going to let that happen? And so we kind of backed into this interesting discussion about that, but I submit to you that you're not going to have. And so I then said, what's the smartest, most capable robot we know of today? And buddy, that thing can't even get itself unstuck half the time, Kurt. If it's trying to motor around or whatever, it gets this little cog stuck or its track goes off or whatever. And that thing's just hammered down. And so I finalized the comments by saying, it's pretty hard to build infrastructure, Kurt. It's pretty hard to build things and assemble things and put together pieces of a pie to make something work properly. It's pretty easy to dismantle things, though. If you ask anybody in the military, it's very easy to disrupt and derail and whatever it be. And so I don't think the robots are going to get control of us anytime soon. And that would assume that they have unlimited power or batteries, Kurt, and there'd be no way to disrupt that either. So just
good point. Charles responds, for the government to get it, they should have a warrant and should have probable cause, I think he meant to say.
Yep, he's right.
Get it, of course, would they, is the question.
He's right. Now, then the last point on this robot out of control stuff, I said, how would this robot get smarter than the people? And, you know, how would it somehow become self-learning, self-healing, self, and then not take direction from the people? I said, well, then they said, well, it would be programmed like that, Sam. And I'd say, well, who programmed it then? In other words, the next question is, what if the hackers got control of it? Could then a robot that thought it was above the people get hacked? And if it got hacked, would the people who hacked it be above the programming of the robot that self-programmed and self escalated, so to speak? So you got to really think through this stuff, folks, and think logically. It's not possible, okay? It's not going to happen. Just telling you right now, they're off their rockers. They're trying to create fear everywhere. Don't believe it. Don't fall for the lie. Now, not only is Lindsey Graham running for president, but I guess Cheney is in the news, and Cheney's going to affect the 2016 reality as well, huh, Kurt?
Well, that's what they say.
Now, is this Dick or that lesbian daughter we're talking about?
I think maybe both.
Both, I see.
Yeah, but all I can say is, you know, I just doubt that very seriously. But, you know, they always want to bring up the old usual, you know.
Yeah, when are we going to hear about Newt Gingrich?
Usual suspects.
Newt Gingrich is coming back.
Yeah, he should be real soon, I'm sure. You know, see.
All right, any details on that Cheney thing then?
Not really, except in my opinion, it's just, you know, somebody bringing up some of the old stuff, you know.
Hour one down, two in the can as well. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. Sam and Kurt will be live in the studio on Wednesday, traveling back tomorrow. Thanks for your patience with us. Tell all your friends to tune into Liberty Roundtable. You can turn your phone into a radio. It's simple and free. Smile and dial 712-432-5339. That's 712-432-5339. LibertyRoundtable.com. Click on Help Us Grow if you want to get involved in the solutions today. Every penny will be used to grow our presence in the media. If you want to check us out on the Roku Player, it's live and on demand free. Look in the Roku Player and the special intersection for the Liberty News Radio Channel. LibertyRoundtable.com. For Sam and Kurt, we declare we the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore America. Will you help us? LibertyRoundtable.com. This nation shall endure.